Facilitating the briefing was Neil Ashe, president and CEO of Walmart Global E-Commerce. He took the position last January, replacing retiring Eduardo Castro Wright. Previously, he led media giant CBS's interactive division and served as CEO of CNET Networks.
About 2 years ago, the company realized that we needed an umbrella strategy for global e-commerce, and we needed that strategy around the world. And so we formed the unit Global E-Commerce, and based in San Bruno, and we started recruiting talent.
Data show that half of all Walmart customers now shop online, yet most are still shopping at places like Amazon.com. Because Walmart trails in e-commerce, the world's largest retailer has been investing hundreds of millions of dollars to recruit top talent and technical code writers, vastly improve online search capability, and purchase small internet companies to build a unique and compelling interactive e-commerce system. What percentage of last year's net sales, which grew 5.9% to $443 billion, is attributed to e-commerce is not known, but the saturation of U.S. storefronts has the company looking at e-commerce as a new profitable frontier.
And then when we start to talk about the Walmart assets, you can start to get really, really excited. The ability to reach 200 million customers every single week. To be in 27 countries, to have over 10,000 stores, to have the best logistics and fulfillment network in the world, to have a better and different relationship with suppliers than anyone else in the world. These are unparalleled assets to bring to bear to this next generation of the consumer that we are serving at Global E-Commerce.
And because Amazon.com is increasingly merchandising on-demand items traditionally purchased at Walmart stores like baby, beauty, and pet items, Walmart has to keep pace. At Walmart Labs is the company's new mobile commerce unit linking customer smartphones to products purchased especially for iPhone and iPad users. Load the in-store mode app to price check by scanning barcodes in the store, investigate product history via QR codes, and order out-of-stock items, a pilot project using the Endless Aisle app.
We really feel like your smartphone is your personal remote control device, and so we want that to empower your experience when you are in our stores. And so we have a program called Store Connect, where we are providing the ability for you to gain information about our stores while you're in our stores, for you to find products while you're in our store. And we're really excited about that. And that's probably the precursor to a number of interesting things that we can do with that device and you while you're in the store.
50% of Walmart shoppers own smartphones, and data show that many use them to shop. And because of improvements to its e-commerce division, Walmart.com users have tripled over the past year. Walmart is also geofencing, which allows registered mobile in-store shoppers to be texted with time and location-sensitive deals and coupons. And there's an iPad app called Local Ad to check out special deals.
So you will have the same experience as if you were in a store. And one of the coolest applications on this is is what we call in-store mode. So your ability to have a personal GPS for our store, our experience in the store, which already 10% of the, I think it's been out 3 weeks, 10% of the users of the mobile app are already using that on a regular basis.
Walmart Labs now operates Vudu streaming video services to rival Netflix, provides disk to digital cloud storage for all your DVDs, and also purchased a thing called Cosmix, a social media web aggregator, which allows the retailer to check the social genome pulse, networking consumers to potential purchases, and vice versa. And because Walmart is losing critical holiday shoppers to other e-commerce providers, dropping from nearly 60% to 53% last year, Neil Ashe said the company launched a social gifting platform called ShopeeCat.
We launched a program called ShopeeCat. ShopeeCat is a gift-giving application that's resident in Facebook. We really, in that it's about giving the gifts, but it's also about us figuring out how to be relevant in a Facebook environment. So we're building an application so that we can connect with consumers and they can connect with their friends and we can be the provider of that commerce experience. Really started to take off nicely, and we think that this will be a trend on Facebook and in e-commerce, and I think we're one of the first people to be there.
Those who sign up on ShopeeKit can also subscribe to Walmart's Goodies, where shoppers are delivered a secret box of artisanal foods and other edible samples not currently stocked on Walmart store shelves.
We have the largest assortment of any retailer in the United States, but we realize that we don't have everything. And so it's that's perhaps the best demonstration of the pivot to the customer focus that we want to emphasize online, which is whether we have it or not, we want to satisfy your desire. And so you'll see us do more and more of that. It's amazing, as the new guy, e-commerce guy, to see what the stores are capable of doing. The fact that they can turn over a store in a day is pretty amazing. And you know, you'll see that you saw that at Blitz Period last year, where they moved forward the date, and we were in the marketplace. That 4,000 stores in the United States all had to make that change, all in about a 12-hour period. That's cool.
Walmart's foray into crowdsourcing with its much-publicized Get On the Shelf initiative attracted lots of media buzz.
We operated a contest we called Get On the Shelf. So crowdsourcing is a term you hear a lot in the Internet. One of the powers of the Internet is that we can make available access to people, as I said, that never had access before. There are a lot of inventors that would love to get product on the Walmart shelves. So we ran a tiered process where people could submit an application via YouTube video for their product. We just announced the winners of this several weeks ago, and they're all the three finalists happen to be here for Shareholders Week. You might bump into them along the way. But those the top product made its way to the Walmart shelf. So again, access and using the internet for a 360 view of our business.
The top three winners were Humankind Water, a company that donates 100% of its net profits towards clean drinking water infrastructure in underdeveloped nations. The second, Plate Topper, which stores leftover food right onto your dinner plate. And the third is Snap-It Eyeglass Repair Kit. Walmart's newest online initiative, Pay with Cash, targets unbanked consumers, greatly ignored by most retailers, but much coveted by Walmart.
We launched it in the last month. The uptick has been really exciting, but probably the most interesting piece of the puzzle for us, and with this you buy online and you come to the store, you pay for the store, it still gets shipped to your house, so you don't have to even pick up the product in the store. It's still going to your house, but you have the opportunity to pay in the store. One of the most interesting things about this that we didn't expect, frankly, is that only 60% of the people actually pay with cash. So we're finding a need. 40% of the others pay with a credit card or a check or some other tender. But we found that the customer has that relationship. This customer has that relationship with the store and wants to have that that visual presence with their. With the store associates.
Walmart.com operators realized the girth of their unbanked consumer population after observing usage in their pop-up stores, those interactive computer kiosks in place for a while inside some Walmarts, and they served as test labs. Walmart e-commerce is also catering to affluent customers by listing, for example, deals on exclusive high-end electronics, all part of a global strategy. President and CEO of Global E-commerce, Neil Ash.
We either have or are developing operations in the areas where the most growth is. So, in addition to the Americas, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, et cetera, we have a thriving business in Brazil. We've announced that we hope to take 51% interest in a company called Yihaodian in China, which is the one of the fastest growing e-commerce businesses in China. We also have a thriving business in the UK, Japan, etc. So we are thinking globally about our opportunity in e-commerce and are moving aggressively to position ourselves for that opportunity.
And to build a global platform, Walmart's headhunting top talent from around the world, logging every product manufactured in the world, and seeking to virtually connect to every shopper in the world. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.